doing. Right this second.
Blog Talk Radio.
Are we turning off all these? That's the brightest lights I've ever seen. Those are so bright. Are we? What about those lights? Are they going off?
Don't think it really matters.
I'm oily. I don't like the glare. I could tell there's a glare because I could see it in my glasses.
That's the only glare is on your glasses. Yeah. You know,
well, is it going to be brighter or darker? Is it going to be better? All right, guys. So right now we are live discussing that does nothing. And we are live. What do you like better? All right. So I'm going to put you guys on speakerphone, and my guest here tonight is Chrissy Cash, which, if you guys know the info that I stated, is one of the creators of Union Indian, which is going to be an all-new vlog that follows positivity, fun games, challenges, real-life struggles, and all dealings with depression, anxiety, disabilities, and more. We're just going to be filming. So actually right now what's happening, not on speakerphone yet, but once we go on speakerphone, Chrissy's going to talk, we're all going to talk, and we're also going to be filming live some of the challenges and games that's going to be happening tonight. It's going to be some Q&As, and pretty much for every question that I get wrong, there's going to be a wax strip placed somewhere on my body randomly and then pulled off. So if...
What do you mean?
What do you say?
Where's my chair?
And if you guys want to call in, feel free to call in. The number is on the 515-605-9898, where you can join me in chat as well. Just be aware, if you do call in, we'll try to let me know if you want to join me and Chrissy on air. So I don't want to put you on air, I don't want to put you live, and then you don't want to be on air. So try to kind of get in the chat, or if you can, just PM me on Facebook, if you have me on Facebook or any other type of social media, to let me know, yes, I do want to talk. If not, just enjoy the show. And like I said, after tonight, you're going to hear everything that we're talking about going on. And then you're going to be able to watch the video within the next couple of days of everything that we're doing live tonight and actually see it. And what is it?
For the questions.
All right. So I'm going to go on. What is this? I'm going to go on speakerphone right now. And you ready?
Yeah.
All right. So if everyone can hear us, I want to move these off the wax strips.
The wax strips are not taking off.
All right. So I'm going to put Chrissy Cash, everybody that I just addressed and mentioned. And she's here with me. She's going to be the one asking a lot of the questions. She's one of the creators of the Union and Indian, like we talked about, the new vlog that's going to be going on. So she's just going to kind of introduce herself and her role in this, her, you know, everything that she feels is necessary to say with this.
Okay. So, hey, guys. My name's Chrissy Cash. I am the me part of the You, Me, and an Indian. Steven can claim the you part.
Okay.
And then my husband, Neil, he's obviously going to be the Indian. Hey, your phone just turned red. What does that mean?
Doesn't mean anything. It means it's charging.
Just checking. Well, I didn't want to, like, cut off in the middle of this. So, yeah, like Steven mentioned, doing this is – so a lot of people out there struggle from or with – mental illnesses, and I don't think that it's starting to become more popular, not popular, it's not a good word, but more known. It's something that I've struggled with my whole life growing up in the foster system, and I struggle with depression huge, and there's a way to live with it and not feel so alone, and that's kind of what we want to do, bring awareness to it. Our goal is to kind of make you laugh, and, you know, I'm huge in pranks. And I'm huge in, well, this is going to sound wrong, but kind of enjoying
other people's pain.
Pain a little bit. So Steve and I have known each other. Steve, how long have we known each other?
Like years.
Four. So we've known each other for 4 years. And as a typical guy, I want to see if he knows the very simple, common questions. And as a female, he will get punished for every question he does not know. He's actually known me longer than my husband has known me. So I ask my husband these questions. They're very simple. I feel you guys can chime in and, you know, agree or disagree. But we'll see. I'm pretty confident he's not going to know any of them, which is going to make this so much more fun.
You got them all right.
He got them all right. Very simple. They're so simple. And if you guys have any, I don't know how many people are actually live right now, but if you guys have any questions you think I should ask, any simple universal questions, leave them in, because I've got 30 wax strips that I would love to use. So, yeah.
All right, so like she said, what were we talking about? Do you mean an Indian? Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so it's going to be a vlog. I don't know if anyone, you know, chime into YouTube. We're going to have that set up. We're going to have the first few episodes up probably within the next 2 weeks. Steven just joined us today in North Carolina, which is where me and my husband live. And so, yeah, like I said, it's going to be some episodes are going to be setting up, obviously, in the beginning behind the scenes, getting everything ready, getting all the accounts set up, because we're going to be on every platform of social media we could think of. So we're going to be always labeled as You, Me, and an Indian. That's going to be our name to go to. And then, like I said, there's going to be some where we do pranks and silly things like this where we just play around. There's going to be serious moments where it's just myself or just Steven or even just Neil just being honest and true if we're having hard days, and we're going to post that and let you guys know because we want you guys to know that you're not alone in this mental battle that is so huge right now, especially with the whole COVID thing. People are being locked inside, and it's just really hard. I've heard tons of stories the past few months of people losing their battle with this, you know, taking their own life or just, sorry, I've got tons of animals, and they're just acting shit crazy right now. So, yeah, that's kind of what we want to post. And every episode will be different, will be fun, but it will include myself. And I know you guys, most of you guys are here, obviously, because you know Steven. But I'm excited more than anything because, unlike Steven not knowing me, I know Steven very well. So I'm excited for you guys to get to know a different part of Steven that's not always present. So I'm excited about that part because he's not – because you're a butthead sometimes. Yeah. And I want people to know that you're not always a butthead. So, yeah.
Yes, I guess, yeah, she summed it up to what it's going to be about. And like she said, everybody else already kind of knows those that are tuning in, you know, the majority know my story and everything mm-hmm. else, you know, based off social media. I'm very open as is. But I feel like this is going to be a lot more open – because I'll be able to express it in more than just a few sentences, you know, and express it in a visual manner, in a manner that you'll be able to see. I guess I feel like mannerisms explain a lot too, not just reading an update through social media, because social media is pretty much the emotion that anybody feels, whether it's me, Chris, Neil, anybody, whatever emotion you type out and feel, whoever reads that is going to read it based off how they're feeling for that day, and they're going to perceive it in that type of perception. It's not going to be really how you are feeling. It's just not. It doesn't matter, because they're not going to read it in that type of way, because they don't know how you're saying it. They don't know how your hand movements are, how your eye gestures are. Do you look sad? Do you look happy? There's so many different ways that I could read a Facebook update different days depending on how I'm feeling and take it a different way. So we read it in tones that just don't even represent the true identity of what is actually being stated. So I feel like doing this it'll be a lot bigger and it'll be a lot better than just Facebook update. But yeah, we have a lot of different ideas too, I guess, going along with it, with filming nonstop. I have a feeling we're kind of scrambling to get it together today, but that's only because it's been a long day. I think everybody worked, and then getting on a plane and coming here, and then we had like 45 minutes once we got here to get everything set up. But yeah, it's going to be, I mean, we're going to be what, on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, anything else. I know there's probably a bunch more, but those are the main four that are the biggest. They're the biggest ones that are out there right now with viewers and subscribers that we'll be showing. The TikTok is going to be more of a fun thing rather than the serious emotional backstory to everything. And the ultimate one is going to be, for me, in my opinion, will be YouTube, because because it's going to have all the videos, all the content, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, real emotion, real reality of what it is, what it's like to go through real true depression. And I don't think, in my opinion, just because, you know, you had a bad day, that doesn't classify it as being massively depressed. It's really is a mental disorder and a trigger that you can wake up and feel it, and that's it. It's game over. So touching on that aspect and how to get through it and how to have fun with it and how to cope with the anxiety aspect, because it's not just depression. When depression hits, you're going to get anxiety. Then you're going to get anxiety. Then you're going to sit there and create scenarios in your head, mm-hmm. and those scenarios are going to get worse, and there's not going to be anybody that can tell you anything to dig you out of that except for yourself. But you all know that you just dig a deeper hole. And it's usually time that it takes to ease that, nothing else, nothing more. So I feel like if we can express it to you guys, what we're feeling, which is not going to be the easiest thing in the world. I feel like it is, but it isn't. However, once we manage to be able to do that, it's going to reach a lot of others, and it's also going to help us in the process.
And it's not going to be about, you know, we want to help and reach other people. And I think how we're going to be able to do that is literally being true to ourselves and what we're going through. Because if you can correlate with what we're going through and how we get through it, hopefully that will help you. So that's basically our goal. It's not to tell you how you should feel or, you know, guess what you're going through. It's not going to be anything like that. It's literally just us showing or sharing what we're going through, how we're feeling, how we're dealing with it, and how we're going to move on from that. And like I said, like that, I think that's going to help in the long run, just bring awareness to it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the ultimate goal for everything. So, all right. So I guess, like, I mean, we could talk about that all night, all day. I think once we start getting videos out there, you'll really see more of what we're talking about. You'll get a better visual of what it is we're talking about, especially tonight when you hear what goes on. And then watching a couple of days of video that gets uploaded. So I guess we'll do the questions. Yeah. Now?
Yeah. Did anybody chime in with anything? Do we have anyone asking questions?
Nobody.
Okay.
Just people saying 30, how many you have, and a shocky face.
I'm not going to be able to use all 30 because I don't have that many questions. I was trying not to be too obnoxious with the questions. So I think I have like 8 true, like simple ones that you should know. But I think just to make it fun, I might just Google some questions and be like, what should you know?
You can Google questions about yourself.
What should you – I mean, to be fair, I could ask you a shit ton of questions, but you're going to get them all. Oh, fuck. Can I say fuck? Let's just go through the – yeah, 30 strips.
Oh, God.
You want to give me that look? You just dug yourself a hole, buddy. I was being nice. But you want to be like, oh, okay. So what I have here, I'm going to describe it. I've got the wax strips. I've got baby powder because, you know, we don't want to hurt precious Steven's skin.
Mm-hmm.
He said, So we're going to put the baby powder over the spot first just to, you know, because I did try it and it left like the waxy film on his skin, and that would be like horrible. By putting the baby powder on, it pulls the wax strip off a lot better. So we'll do the baby powder. Then we'll do the wax strip. I'll rip it off. And then we have the finishing oil, you know, so hopefully his skin doesn't get red.
It's already red.
So now, okay, guys, I tested his finger because I was just wanting to see.
It's red.
Okay, but nothing came off, and it was just very, very sticky. So then I took a small baby strip, and I stuck it over his wrist on the baby powder, and he's got, like, hair on his arm and hair on his hand, and his wrist is all nice and smooth. So,
and red.
Winner,
and
winner.
Ashy.
Okay.
And bumpy.
Suck it up.
And
just
funny.
Think. It will be smooth from 8 weeks. Okay? Positive thinking. 8 weeks. Okay? So, what do you think we should do? Should we do
a question strip, or all the questions and tally the strip?
Wait, so all the questions first and then not put them on, just tally how many we have to go, or a question,
so
if I get it wrong, you put it on and rip it, or?
So, yeah, we do a strip between.
What? So when I get one wrong, you put it on to rip it off?
Calm down.
I'm about to get, rip my skin off.
are we doing a question? You get it right or wrong? Get down. Am I doing a question? You're going to get it wrong. A wax strip and then rip it, because it has to be ripped immediately or it will, you know, you got to keep the wax warm. So I got to do it the right way or Stephen will freak out.
Or
do we just ask all the questions, tally up how many get wrong, like... You just kissed my dog. Or should I do like five at a time?
And then put them all on at once and then just rip.
All five and just rip.
What kind of the whole screw just came out and then they went in my ass. Oh my God. That's why you wanted me to sit in that chair? That's why she wanted me in that chair.
Oh my God, that's
so
cool.
Okay. All right, guys. The whole chair is literally.
Oh, God.
All right, guys. For you guys that don't know what just happened. My dog jumped on Steven's lap and Steven was petting her in the chair.
Literally collapsed.
Hey, you should get your face. Oh,
and
my.
I fell through the bunny cage, too.
Okay. So, Steven, take that chair.
What do we? Oh, I get this one now?
The bunny just sits there calmly. He doesn't even move. Right up against the screen. Well, we got a bigger chair.
Well, there's only two of us that live in the house, so we have two chairs. Okay, so describe what just happened again, because that was fucking funny.
Well, the whole chair collapsed. And I don't know. It happened so fast, honestly. It's because of this thing jumping back upon me again. Dang, the screw, like, went right in my ass.
All right. So back to the questions. It's going to be hard to focus after that, but that was funny. If you guys tune into the vlog, I will definitely make sure that... It's that will be
what I look like. What I do. What it looks like.
You were grabbing the table for dear life. It was like somebody was drowning, and you were just like.
I was like trying to stop drowning in shallow water.
I didn't want to fall into the cage of the bunny,
who just sat there so calmly staring.
All right, so it's already 9:20. We definitely have no problem. The simplest question, I asked you this while we were on the phone talking about it two weeks ago.
Oh, I remember this one, yeah.
Yeah. 4 years we've been friends.
Yep.
I made you or sent you something for your birthday every year.
Shit.
I've had no birthday gifts in 4 years.
What's a question or a statement?
I want everyone to know. What's my birthday, Steven?
Oh, we went over this in the car. She said she wasn't going to do this.
I lied.
It's the 18th. March.
Okay. Good job.
Did I get it right?
I thought you were only saying you have to be fair. That's your birthday, too. If you got that wrong, that would have been horrible. Okay, so that was an easy one. We did go over that. What's my favorite color?
See, I knew that was going to be in there, too. No, you said you wouldn't ask that. This color
why
on the wall?
Why would I ask? Or why would I say that? I'm not going to ask that. It's a simple question. It's been my favorite color for 20 years. I've known you for 4 of those years.
Is it like in basic color? Is it like, it's not like...
Yes, it's a basic color on the color wheel.
Purple.
Got it right? Did I get it right? Yeah,
she thinks she's
got the shit.
I know.
5 more.
What?
I might not get wet.
No.
Okay, you know what? If you answer all the questions, she's gonna get waxed.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She gets waxed. Facial wax.
No.
She's got,
no.
Well, what do you mean? No, you don't see the peach fuzz on her. She has a peach fuzz on her mustache.
No. Listen. Don't make me get difficult with these questions.
Well, then can't change them.
No, you gotta change the question.
Yeah,
you
no, he
one.
Just
I
said you can't change it.
Question. Question number.
Well, what if I get them all right? Let's
What's
talk about what happens.
What's my favorite food?
I don't care. Dude.
Okay, you should give the option.
You should take your shirt off, by the way, because this is going right on your armpit.
Oh,
you want to be a little bitch.
Your favorite food, is that even one of the questions? The real one?
Food.
Yeah.
I know this one because you've cooked it before.
These are so simple. You should know all of them, really.
I know what it looks like. It's like a soupy. It's a soup sort of form thing.
Is that your final answer?
Is that my final answer? But it looks like soup. Was it a one-course meal with everything thrown in a pot?
I'm not giving you.
I'm pretty sure it is, but I don't know what that's called. Everybody has different names for it.
Like a gumbo?
Yeah, like a gumbo kind of thing.
Is that your final answer?
Shit.
All right,
yeah.
No. What's my meal? What's my favorite food?
Sushi.
You already answered.
It's sushi, isn't it?
Yeah.
I already fucking knew it was sushi. That was my first guess.
Then why did you say it?
Because I didn't think you liked it. I just thought that was it.
I fucking make it for you all the time.
I know with the sushi rolls and the good stuff. I don't know how to do it.
All right. This one's a little bit tricky, but not really. I have one major phobia. What's my phobia? I don't know what it's called, so you don't have to say it. But what?
Hello.
No.
Yes.
No.
It was.
That's your phobia.
I know. Your phobia?
Mm-hmm.
One phobia?
What am I deathly terrified of? That I don't tell a lot of people? It's not fair. You freaking know it.
I feel like there's 3 things.
No, there's 1. I don't like the element of surprise, but that's pretty normal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, that's not normal.
No one likes to be fucking scared walking through a building or something. Like, that's different.
Halloween Horror Nights, people pay to do it all the time.
No, that. As they still jump and scream. Listen, it's something that it's silly. But it literally terrifies me, and I start hyperventilating and grow.
I can't remember what the word is.
And you do know.
I know.
And I'll tell you how you know after you guess.
Because I did it, probably. I don't know.
Yeah, because you're a dick.
Oh, shit. How many do I got right?
Come on. You got 1 wrong. My favorite food. I said, is that your funny answer? You said no. You gave me sushi afterwards, so you get a wax strip, bitch. That don't count.
All right. Do we have a timer on this?
10.
What?
9.
Your biggest fear? You hyperventilate 7. And you get scared? Paranoid? Death of Duchess.
6.
The death of Duchess. That's your biggest fear. Done. Right? Am I right? No, it both say see you pop. So no, that's.
But that's cool. Not a fear. Like a phobia. Like.
That's a phobia. That's a phobia.
That death. The death.
And you both got quiet. He's like,
because that's
like,
you
think that's serious.
Yeah, that got like real deep. No, you're wrong. Final answer, you're done. It's balloons.
That's stupid.
Okay. How did you not know that? We worked together in the open house. They put balloons throughout the facility, and I. So you get that wrong. How do you forget rubber balloons? All right.
Yeah, I mean, too. That's a real.
That's
balloons is like dumb.
I
got 1 right.
But it's something
I got
that I hate balloons.
Technically, I got none wrong.
Okay, yeah. That's 2. So these 2, we're going to.
Why are they? Yeah, the balloon. And I said sushi.
After.
Why are they so big? Why can't we use the little ones?
Okay. I helped you. I like to give a backstory because I don't know why. I like to. And I'm using time. So listen. I helped you fix your truck when we first met, right? And you drove my car. And then you moved up here and you drove my car again. I've had my car the whole time we've been friends. What kind of car do I have?
Do you know what kind of car she has?
Yeah.
Of course you do.
Wow.
I just
got home, right?
I was just gay. Whatever. Just whatever. This is cheap looking thing. Damn, I was gonna say Kia fucking like a Kia. I was gonna say Kia like
Ford. So much.
Okay. A month ago.
How many more do we have left?
Two more. A month ago, I started a new job. I've called you every day.
I know what it consists of.
Listen.
But I don't know what it's called.
Listen. I've called you every day to talk about the hard parts of my day, the great parts of my day.
I remember all.
Yeah.
What are they?
What's my job title?
Because my mind went. You're a fucking. I know what it is because it's right on this mic.
Tim? Nine.
Shit.
Eight.
Damn, you're not like a pet inspector. You're like. Patrol the fucking
four.
Dog patrol thing.
Three.
You're not a dog catcher. You're an animal.
Two.
You're an animal inspector catcher.
One.
You're an animal police.
It's wrong. I'm an animal control officer.
The control part.
Animal.
Yeah, now he didn't know. Yeah, go for it.
Animal control officer. Okay. Last question.
Officer the same thing.
Yeah, I was right. Inspector is an officer.
Yeah.
Do you arrest the animals?
Yes.
Kind of. To take them to die.
Steven, Wayne, Argentello. That is not true. That is not funny. Okay, you know what? Where's the other big one? For that, you could, you know what? I'm, if you keep talking, I'm going
to make sure.
I got that last one right.
Negative.
And I got the sushi right. The only one I got wrong was the car.
After the time frame. And my phobia.
Yeah, I believe
it. Yeah, the dog, right?
All right, you know what I'll do for the dog is I'll replace... Well,
with the baby one?
I'll replace the big shirt with little, because that is true. That's just her. But that's not a phobia. Well,
it is. Her dying is a phobia.
It's not a phobia.
It's a fear. What? Because she's no, because she's a service dog.
Well,
so it's a phobia that if she did, it's...
So talk about it.
Give me a half. See, it's your biggest fear right now. See?
Okay.
So I went.
I no, I'm the little one. My phobia is one. Okay. And death is passing now. The best in my head. Okay.
So I'm going to bring in a balloon, and we're going to see which one you freaked out more over. You about to cry right now or a balloon?
Don't. You don't have to see the hospital, I swear.
Whoosh.
Okay, last one. My mom. Yep.
I'll look it up on Facebook.
We're sitting right here.
She lives in Fort Myers.
She has done so much for us.
She lives in Fort Myers. You never say her name, really. It's, God damn it. I know. It's a shame.
The only reason why you should know it, and you know why, because she has done a lot for us with Paramore Productions and
I'm going down the alphabet.
She was not always my mom. I never called her mom. Remember, she just kind of like took me under her wing. When I first met you, I called her her name. She wasn't my mom
yet.
No,
I remember that. I remember. So, Joyce.
Oh, good job!
Oh, I'm
impressed by that one. And that clicked too.
Okay, I'll give you that was a good one. All right, so you got 4.
3.5.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
1, 2, and then 1 and 2 and a half.
Oh, God.
Did anyone else message questions in? Don't lie to me. Come on, guys.
Someone said something.
Yes.
What chemical does the brain release when you're happy? Do you even know?
That's me. That's endorphins.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Endorphins.
Oh, fuck you.
So I went.
I win. That was my question.
All right. Ask more people, and I'll strip them for you. That came out wrong.
Hold on. I'm trying to send the link now.
Dang it.
All right, so endorphins.
Okay.
Let me see if somebody commented anything.
That doesn't. All
right, so let's just, I guess let's just ask. Like, nobody's going to see that, well, live.
Everyone's
going to
see it afterwards. There's no questions?
Just the one you answered for me.
People, I have so many more wax trips.
People are shy to be involved. It's because they get nervous. It's not easy to do.
Just message in. I'll give you my number. You can text me. I'll say it's from me.
You can give your number live right now?
Negative. Take your shirt off.
What are we doing?
What do you mean? What the fuck are we even talking about?
Where are they going?
I'm thinking I want to put one on your arm, one on your chest, one on your leg.
Where out on the leg?
Near your calf.
I don't like my calf.
I don't give a shit.
Oh,
God. Give me the big one. Well, I'll just put them all on your chest then. It doesn't really matter.
Oh,
it's still going to hurt no matter where.
Oh,
God. Oh, look at that, Sally. Look at
you
right there.
That's
going to
hurt. So
why are you on red?
Why?
Is someone nervous?
Yeah. All right. Which armpit? This one.
I can get 5 strips, so.
Oh, God. I thought it was 4.5.
Oh, God.
3.5, right?
Guys.
Whoa, I got the last one I got right.
1, 2, 3, 3.5, yes.
So where's she going to find
out? I'm sorry. The endorphins. I should never answer that because you know you didn't know
it. I can't say serotonin. No, this shit's so wrong. Oh, what are we doing?
Oh,
put your hand out.
What are we doing?
Put your hand out.
On?
No, this way. Because you're going to powder yourself.
Where's it going?
Right on your chest.
Right here. Oh. Oh, God. Is it one strip and then pull? Ugh.
Will you hear that?
You smell the baby powder?
Stop.
Oh, I need more baby powder.
Well, get it. It's right here.
You're doing that.
Okay.
There we go.
Calm down. You gotta powder that off some. Nice try.
Why?
Because.
I was trying to cover up the pain.
Yeah.
So
nice
there.
Try. Okay.
Oh, God. Are we doing this and then what are we doing?
I'm peeling the 2 pieces apart.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Don't put it on the nipple. Oh, God, it's borderline. Oh, shit, that's going to hurt so bad. Did it touch my collarbone? Oh, God. This is going to hurt. Tell me what. Oh, God. Can I sit down? I'm terrified.
You can sit down. All right. It's been about 30 seconds.
Oh, God, which one are you going with?
Oh, my God. I didn't even
Are you going up or down?
Listen, stop pulling away from me.
Are you going to count to three? You're going to hit me in the face with it. Oh, fuck.
Count to three. What did she
do? Oh, God, that's so dangerous. Oh, God, I'm bleeding. Why would anyone do this? Oh, my God. Oh, God.
But look at all that hair.
Oh, my God.
Show
him. Look at all that.
And it's still stuck there.
Yeah, a lot of it. Well, you moved, to be honest.
You didn't count down. Oh, fuck.
You want to put some oil on it?
That was the worst. That was so bad. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. It's so soothing. Oh, my God. It hurts so bad. Oh, shit. Oh, that's so bad. Are we done?
This one of them.
What?
Two and a half more.
Oh, shit.
She was talking with five.
Oh, I know. She was five. What's that one?
The other side.
Oh, God. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. That was so bad.
Okay, you ready?
That's it.
One.
Oh,
okay,
God, let me see. Oh, shit.
I can't believe that.
What do you count to three?
I'll count to three.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. I'll count to three.
Stop. Oh, one.
Oh, fuck.
Two.
Oh, shit.
Stop. Oh. You're making it worse. One. Two.
Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, God, it's worse than the other one. Oh, shit. Show me the other one.
Oh, this one's way better.
Oh, God, it ripped the hairline right out. Oh, my God, it hurts. Which one's worse? Oh, God, this one didn't even take hair off. This one ripped the hair right off and the skin. Oh, it's so soothing. It feels so good. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. I don't want to play this no more. Oh, this is the worst decision.
You want to be done?
Oh, shit. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, hurt so bad.
That was a good one. You didn't move
that one was the best one. It hurts. It's bleeding.
How about I do two little ones instead of a big and a little?
Where at? Not in my arm. I'm gonna... Oh, God, not in my arm. It's fucking bleeding.
Okay, you're pinching it. Calm down.
Oh, shit. What are you doing? What are you doing? Are we doing my leg?
Sure.
All right. I don't know that one. I don't feel it. What? No, what's wrong?
No, 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 no,
no. Oh, he's pumping. Oh, God, it's going to hurt so bad. It'll be so irritated.
Yeah, it will be irritated.
Right? And I won't be able to put deodorant on. My chest is on fire.
All right, give me a leg.
Who came up with this?
I did.
Oh, shit.
What's the new PSG?
Baby powder. Are we going to do this side or that side?
I don't see any.
One on each. I got two.
It's fucking bleeding. What are you licking my leg for?
Put your foot up here.
She's trying to prepare you.
She's like, I got you. I see you're putting oil on it. Let me lick it real quick.
Put it up here.
Oh, God. Did you baby powder? Are we baby powder?
That's a plow.
No,
he's busting that too much. All right.
That's going to hurt. Worse than the chest? Have you done your legs?
Yeah.
Does it hurt?
No, it feels great. I'm so ready for you to
try. Is this
try
the last one? Wait, does it really feel good? Because this chest shit, you know, hurt. Oh, God. Oh. Okay. What are we doing? Are we going around? Which way? Up and down? Oh, on the calf? Not the bone? Oh, shit. This is going to hurt so bad. Are you counting to three? Are you going up or down? Oh, God. This is going to hurt. Does it hurt bad? Oh, shit. Does it hurt? How can you do it?
Guys, let me know if you want me to watch his nose.
Oh. Oh, God. Oh, you count the three? Oh, God. Oh, my God. That shit. Oh, God. Not as bad as the chest.
Yeah,
it's
not
as bad as the chest.
Oh.
Yeah,
let's go on. No.
You said the leg was nothing.
Oh, gosh. No, the leg hurt. What are we doing?
Your leg.
No, it's gonna hurt so bad. I won't be able to do that. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. How big? More baby powder. This one? Nope.
No, now we're
gonna. They're about to even, actually. Okay. Oh, God. Are you good? No. Oh, God, it's gonna hurt. Oh, fuck. Who does this? Are you going home? Oh, shit. Oh, God, he's pulling right now. Oh, God. This is going to burn. Oh, fuck. Okay, what are we doing after this? Oh, shit.
Do you
have...
Oh, my. Oh, God. David, you jumping your rock?
Oh, it sucks. My shit's stuck in my skull because it's a baby powder. Oh, it's bleeding. Was that all?
It's not bleeding.
Oh, was that all of them?
That was it.
Oh, shit. That was easy.
Turn around.
Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Is there skin on this?
Skin on your body, yes. There's skin on your body, Stephen. Calm down. There's skin on your body.
Oh, the chest is so bad.
I feel phenomenal. Bitch, don't forget my questions anymore.
Technically, I got them all right. Except the car.
Technically, you got them all wrong.
I said sushi. Yeah. Did you tell me sushi?
After the bun. You said gumbo.
Sushi is gumbo. They have gumbo sushi.
What the?
Oh, God. This is
too late. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, God. What are we going to talk about now?
About your pain? Let's talk about your pain.
Oh.
The worst? Which one of the worst? First, second, or third?
Oh, this one.
Second one?
This one.
First one?
Yeah,
that was a serious thing.
We're going to the worst.
Oh. This one was so bad.
Oh, my head hurts. I laughed
this
so hard.
This one was so bad. My ass hurts that I fell through the chair and threw that chair. Oh, God.
Any questions popping?
Are there someone that called or they're sitting on hold? Can we buzz them in? You talk?
Yeah.
Oh, they better not ask you questions. My chest is on fire right now. It's burning.
Yeah, but guys, if you see the vlog, you'll see that there's only two spots. I can fit an easy three more
black
trips on
spots.
My chest.
How do I do this? All right. You're talking. I'm not saying anything. I don't know if they want to be live or not. But...
Hello?
Are you there?
Can you, are you, do you have your speaker on?
Who?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
This is Christy Cash. Who's this? Did I stutter at all? I admitted my stuttering.
This is Barrett Schiller in Cape Coral, Florida.
What's your first name?
Barrett. Oh, I go by Brett. Whichever you prefer to call me by.
Okay. Do you have any questions for Steven?
I have questions for both of y'all. Where have y'all been?
Okay.
Tell me the most exciting locations you've gone to.
Are we talking about ghost stuff?
Absolutely. I'm just on this supernatural stuff, so hook me up.
Okay, so I don't know if you know, like, how much you know about Steven's background, but we own a production company called Parahool Productions. We are the ones that went out and filmed The Conjuring Mackies. That's on YouTube. I was more of a silent partner in that. So for me, it was definitely Conjuring Mackies. I don't know if you guys were able to watch that on YouTube. If not, go check it out. Steven, actually, if you know anything about Bobby Mackey's, we give the whole backstory in the movie, or in the documentary, and he actually laid me down and hung me, like, my head was backwards up and down, and he put a razor to my neck, and sorry?
That he could not do that to me. Just go ahead and tell him, look him in the eye, and tell him he can never do that to me.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
A lot of people were saying it that night, but I trusted him and we did it. But I will say that afterwards, which I'm not going to give away exactly what happened, but afterwards I felt like I felt horrible. So I definitely felt some presence that night. So for me, it was the Bobby Mackey's in Kentucky. But Steven, go ahead with yours.
Well, yeah, because I mean, at Bobby Mackey's, when we're doing that, it's not on Conjuring Mackey's, but I have a lot of the footage. So now we have a lot of footage still.
You know? Yeah.
And if there's some clips that I was going over and looking at, and after that incident, the camera's actually trying to talk to Chrissy to see what did you think, and she was zoned out. Like she was sitting there. I don't know if she saw the footage or not.
Yeah.
It was like 10 seconds. But then there was another part at the hotel when we went back to the hotel and said she didn't even remember. Like, she was literally got out of the whatever we were driving. Her fucking one question got home.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
And we couldn't find her. We were like, let's see this. And it's like, but we were out of the van. It's not like we were gone. But she was sitting there.
It's a van.
But she was sitting there on the curb, just sitting there, didn't even know. She said she doesn't remember it.
That's completely exactly
what we have done.
What's that?
I said that sounded like something I would have done.
Well, I didn't really experience that part. Like, I was experiencing it, but I don't remember it. I was told that the next day. That whole night, after that moment, like, I'm part owner of the company, and I'm managing the people that were there filming. I'm actually in the production with Steven as he needed someone to lay down upside down. I'm making sure that the people are moving, the documents are signed. Like, I'm doing all this stuff, but after that moment, I was done for the rest of the night. I needed help. Getting up, I needed help going to the car. I literally sat in the car for the rest of the night. I don't remember any part of the hotel. I literally just remember waking up the next day. So
wow.
It was kind of crazy.
So did you have any reoccurring issues or dreams afterwards?
No, Steven prepared me for that. He said that he's had some of that stuff. I didn't. After the next day when I woke up, I remember everyone telling me stuff, but I don't remember anything. I felt like It's almost like when you fall and the wind gets knocked out of you. I felt it that night, like I had no energy, it was gone. That's all I really remember. But the next day, once I got some sleep, now we were working on, because we drove up there the night before, we crawled through the tunnel. Was that the night before as well? Before
I couldn't do it. Props to you, girl.
I don't remember either.
A lot of it now that I
we
think
literally,
back on it, it was such a quick. It was
from
like,
well, we started driving Wednesday night, so from Wednesday to Sunday, we probably slept solid 6 hours between like driving and everything. So I was very exhausted, but I don't remember anything. Nothing reoccurring after it, but that night I definitely remember just being just horrible.
And I know like an hour before that happened, she's on the film saying that she doesn't believe anything will happen to her.
No, like.
Okay. Lay down. Make some more popcorn. Go lay down. I'll make some more popcorn. All right. The heathens are calling. Thank you, guys.
Hello? I think she's done.
I'll just mute her. I think she said her heathens are calling, so she took off running. My arm is sticking to my arm, like my skin is sticking.
Baby powder.
I ain't playing no more.
Then quit bitching.
I like that that wasn't a question.
I mean, it kind of was. What's your most favorite location? And I've only been to.
I didn't get the answer. I didn't talk too much.
You said for theater. I answered. Oh, I have a headache now. I'm laughing so hard.
So I'm just going to address this part because someone did say that all they hear is laughing, so they expected more, so they're getting off. But I do want to address that. That's probably because I know that they tuned in probably in the middle of what we were doing.
Yeah.
You know, so – I do want to address for those people that are going to tune in during those times halfway through, and I'll go on my social media and address this like I normally do, is keep watching it. Like if you watch in the middle of anything, you're not going to really know what's going on to get to that point. That's like if you turn on a TV show, you're going to be confused as to what's going on because you didn't start it from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So if that was something that you did do, just keep watching. And like we said, we are filming everything too. So this is all going to be a visual thing that happened as well. So then you'll see, okay, well, this is where I tuned in at. So this is where now I get to see the video and that's what occurs. Mm-hmm. So just keep that in mind, guys, for everybody that does decide to tune in like at the beginning, 30 minutes in, an hour in, 4 hours, whatever it may or may not be. Okay.
Yeah, and I know it's kind of hard because when you have done this before, you've had someone come in and you guys have talked and had conversations. And not necessarily an activity like we were doing.
Yeah, it's normally like just, you know, honestly, like the basic standard, okay, what is this? What's this? Do you believe in K2? They're so boring questions that kind of just switching things up to where we're having games, we're having fun, you know, and to be honest, like I feel like if you tuned into the show and all you heard was laughing and you said you expected more, like, why would you not stay tuned in to some people laughing and having fun? In my opinion, I feel like that's kind of like,
yeah,
okay, do not want to hear people having fun, so you just want to just be like, okay, I'm going to go now. You're
listening too much because Steven was not laughing at any part of that.
No, I was not. Maybe she tuned in when I fell in the chair.
That was funny.
But we'll see. I'm going to check to see if we have any more questions.
That's a great idea, babe. He knows that's going to be put in slow motion.
Go to, see, what did you say? You said you got it fucking wrong, so you get a whack. The question was, then I say serotonin.
Oh, I thought it was
not bullshit. Did I say serotonin? Yeah, no, you can say no because I can prove that. I did say it. So it says, what chemical does the brain release? Not it says. So she asked, what chemical, Lauren asked, what chemical does the brain release when you're happy? What did you say?
Well, okay. I was.
What did she say? You know what she endorphins. So endorphins is wrong. What did I say that I was going to say?
Okay.
serotonin. Are you going to do a wax for yourself? Hey. Well, you can't do it to yourself.
Yeah,
what?
Like,
what is this?
I said you can do
no,
it.
No. She tried to bring the smaller one.
Yeah, no.
You're not laughing like that.
No, but I still do a big one.
Yeah.
There's no big one left.
That means I do,
well,
four,
do
four big ones.
One question, you get one.
So does she get a wax strip if she was wrong and you were right? Yeah, absolutely. That's what's happening right now. So, yeah. All
right. Give me some medicine.
No baby powder. What do you think?
No, baby powder.
How are we not making this?
I have her wax. She waxes herself all the time, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Babe. I do not.
All the time.
Hey, fine.
I
know, bitch. My question is...
Do you like that? I think I should do another one because I didn't.
Yeah,
like,
do another one.
You guys.
And there's bubbles in it. I'm gonna wait 45 seconds. That's not even hot. That's cold. She's not even gonna flinch on purpose.
She's not gonna.
I'm gonna do it slow.
You gotta hold it down.
I'm gonna do it slow.
Yes.
All right, I'll do it down the right way. How do I do it? Do I do it towards me?
No, you gotta go away from the hairline.
Oh, like diagonal?
Yes.
Like
and go fast. Go
on three?
Straight up.
On three?
Yes.
I'll do it on one. I'll do it on six.
Just do it.
No, the arm's not that good. Okay, I'll do it. Ready? Set. You ready? All right. Oh my God, I'm so excited. She does it all the time. That's
why. Any girl knows.
The trick to making it work is put it on yourself. Well, let's do your mustache area. What are you doing?
Since you're being such a whiny, we all know that guys have a little bit more whimsy than girls. Here's your wax.
Neil, you do one.
Excuse me. I just do yours.
What am I doing? Well, it's too late now. Do you have underarm hair?
My head? No, I shave. My head or my arms? I don't have hair anywhere.
Underarm hair next time. Don't shave it for 2 weeks.
Oh my God! I work.
I like that idea too. See?
I sleep with you. That's disgusting.
No.
Come on.
No, the arm doesn't count. The arm's weak. I did the arm.
I did your wrist, and you cried like a baby.
I don't think I did. Did I? No. I didn't think so.
Everything is
recorded. He was whining in the beginning. It's still red.
It's still red.
But as compared to the chest, I'm not.
Yeah, the chest was the worst.
Well, I'm sorry that I don't have hair on my chest. I have peach fuzz. Do you want to try?
No, that's not going to do anything.
Well, you know.
Do you want to take one for the team since she lost?
I took one. I'm confused. I put one on. You ripped it off. There's hair missing. Just because I didn't cry, you think it doesn't count.
But then just look at all the hair that's not missing.
Where is that? Okay, to be fair, I have...
Yeah, there is no...
No, right here! That's not my fault. Look at your chest, you still have...
God damn it. Yeah, look at my chest. It's bald. Look at my wrist. It's bald. Look at my leg. It's bald. It hurts.
It's hilarious. You whiner. All right, another question? Was everyone freaking out that I didn't?
I don't think it's fair that... The rule shouldn't be a woman waxes, because women wax all the time.
First, it wasn't fair because I wasn't getting waxed, and I got waxed, and now it's still not fair because I waxed the time.
No, we should come up with something.
I think we should come up with something that normally that women don't like to do that men
Neil,
do.
Neil, until you get a wax strip, you don't voice an opinion. Come here, give me your leg.
Oh, yeah, the leg's not bad. I did that. It's easy.
Okay. Thank you for everything. I love shut up the whole thing. No, don't involve me at all.
He's like, I just
so scary. Oh my God, that's
really
bad. I look at his face all the time. He's turning from red, completely red. But no, what can I do that?
What do you want to wrap this up? Oh God, it hurts so bad. The hot water is gonna hit it. It's gonna hurt. What do you mean, though? No?
You're such a whiner.
I'm bleeding.
No, that's a pain.
What do you want to wrap this up since?
It's up to you. It's your show, my man.
No, it's your show. Yeah, you want to wrap it up? We have an hour left. I mean, I feel like it's late. I feel like we all did. Yeah, we kind of
I'm done with this stuff. Well, I mean, the caller was amazing. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for the questions. Thank you for who tuned in and said all we do is laugh too much. Thank you. But yeah, if there's no more questions, then we will let go. But I do like that you guys call. That's amazing. Like, keep calling. Just call. That's really the best way, I think, to be interactive. And as far as I'm concerned, you can ask any question that you want. So, I mean,
and
I didn't really know.
Send us more ideas. We'll obviously have the page posted for You, Me, and an Indian. But until then, you can always post different ideas for us to do either on the blog. If you want me back on the show and Neil back on the show, because this is technically Steven's show, not You, Me, and an Indian, then just DM Steven and I'll make sure that we play.
And
he'll be not
know,
fair.
We'll also let them know, like, if you want Steven's stuff again.
Just do what again?
Yeah, we
we have more actors, so come up with an activity for me to use the rest of them.
How many left, by the way?
Well, they're all doubled now, so
yeah,
so. 2 times 6.
So.
2 times 6. So yeah, so I'm good.
So yeah, that's it. So thank you so much for tuning in, the calls, the questions, and I know that I'll just talk to everyone later. Next week there is going to be another show. The show is going to be different other than what this is. It is going to be about space, science, energy, a little different than the paranormal realm, but it's going to be more of pretty much facts and theories on what I believe space is, time, differences, how time does stand still, and light years, based off of a lot of really depth and intelligent things that correlate with our energy. So that's next week. So tune in then. I will have everything up. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm sure you guys had a lot of fun. I hope you watched the video. Don't forget, guys, the video will be up within, what, probably by easily by, like, the end of the week. Next week, easy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So super quick, easy, get it up and going. And I will see everybody or talk to everybody next week.
Bye, guys.
I'm gonna say bye.
Bye.